From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In the economic world, we've heard a lot about subprime mortgages this year. But as we look ahead to 2008, you may be hearing that word, subprime, in a different context. Marketplace's Steve Tripoli is here to tell us more. And Steve, just what are we talking about here with these other forms of subprime?
Well, Alex, it turns out the loose lending standards of recent years were not confined to mortgages, unfortunately. Whole new industries built on subprime lending have risen from nowhere over the past 10 or 15 years. There are high-interest auto lenders, subprime payday loans tied to your next paycheck, plus check cashing services that charge high rates, rent-to-own furniture stores, the list goes on. All of them are fairly new ways of lending. All of them are very expensive, and all of them are taking extra dollars out of millions of consumers' wallets.
Extra dollars how?
Well, most people could qualify for cheaper credit, but they either don't realize it or these businesses convince them they can't do better. You won't be surprised to learn that these businesses concentrate in low and middle income communities where there's less financial sophistication, but affluent communities are by no means immune.
How big a deal is this?
Well, Alex, I recently ran across a fascinating way of measuring the growth of this lending world. Steve Graves, a professor of geography at Cal State University in Northridge, is mapping the locations of these businesses. And listen to this as just one example. This is about payday lenders. They have gone from almost zero to 22,000 storefronts since 1990. In the same period, by comparison, Starbucks has gone from zero to just 8,500. So almost three times as many outlets for this one kind of subprime lending as there are Starbucks stores.
So what can consumers do if they want to stay out of subprime trouble?
Well, save, first of all. If you have a little rainy day money put aside, you won't need these loans that often start out small but can become long-term debt traps. And there is a little hope on the horizon from traditional financial sectors, which are being prodded by the government agency, the FDIC. Here's what Kathleen Keast at the Center for Responsible Lending told me when I spoke with her today.
A lot more of the standard lenders are coming up with alternative products, credit unions, and increasingly banks that are responding to the FDIC's leadership on this issue are coming up with small dollar lending that is both much more reasonably priced and can help get you into a little bit of savings.
Steve, what does the growth of this kind of lending mean in the larger economy?
Well, Alex, it means that a lot more people are spending a lot more money for credit these days. And we haven't even mentioned credit cards here, where the interest rates are subprime very often and the debt revolves from month to month. And all this is catching up with families. There are disturbing signs of debt distress in several areas of lending now. And that, in turn, may well lead to weaker consumer spending, which is a red flag for a recession. So in 2008, I think we've got to look at getting this kind of very high-priced debt under control from the originators to the regulators right to the borrowers.
Thank you so much, Steve. That's Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.